Wow, you were really loud.
Don't worry, I'm going to master this anyway. It should be pretty even volume-wise when I'm done with it. Yeah. Do y'all have anything else to input to that question?
No, I think fluffiness is one of those relative terms, but I'm pretty sure you're fluffy enough, and yes, you can always get fluffier.
Dezeel Dark Shadow 87 asks several questions, actually. The first being, what the biggest cock you've ever had in you, played with, or done anything with in general? How big are y'all's cocks?
Mine's
That's
ten
a rather
inches.
Sexual question, but then again, I did say to ask us anything. Biggest cock I've ever had in me, I've never had one in me. I'm a virgin. Flesh is V-card. Ever done anything with in general? That would be mine. It's 6.5 inches. Okay, I'll stop with that question. Well, questions, that's actually two questions, but they go together in a way. Gail?
Biggest one I've ever had in me? 6.5. Not you.
Not me, I'm
not
a
you.
Virgin.
He's a virgin, so yeah, I was 6.5. Biggest one I've ever actually done anything with was, yeah, 7, it was just about 8. So, I know.
That sounds delicious.
It was just about 8. And how big am I? I'm 6, so.
I'm 10 inches.
Yeah, she's totally, she's.
The one girl in our group has the biggest cock.
Yes.
I have got that manhood.
As she walks across my room naked.
With the raging boner.
Okay, now the biggest cock I've ever had in me, are we talking about people's or are we talking about objects?
If we're talking about objects, he could have said 8.
True.
I could have said 8.5, actually.
8.5, yeah.
Objects, I have to.
But we're talking about people, so we're talking
people,
about
like
actual cocks.
Real cocks, not fake cocks.
I don't know how big my boyfriend is. He's huge, though. I'm too scared to measure. Oh, okay.
Does that count if you were asleep?
Okay. We'll talk about that later.
That doesn't make sense. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
I'm like, what? That once again.
You didn't wake up?
Oh, I woke up. Sense.
Oh, you woke up?
Yeah, I told you I did.
Oh, I did. I don't think I heard the whole
story. Anyway.
Yeah.
You can tell that later, I guess,
unless
you want
to. The first time he measured was probably about a year ago, and he was 8.5 a year ago. But he's gotten bigger.
He's gotten bigger?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
You want to look at it?
I'm not saying you're lying.
No, it's just... Yeah.
Okay,
And she has 10 inch, so...
Yeah, we've already discussed it. Next question. Once again, this is two questions I think I could probably lump together, and I'll go ahead and lump together the comment after that with it. What is your ultimate sexual fantasies? What is the kinkiest, wildest things you have done sexually so far? I'm just a curious hot bear, and this seems like it's going to be a fun thing to listen to y'all do. My ultimate sexual fantasies. I've had a lot of sexual fantasies. One of my favorite ones is the one I have whenever I take a shower. I just like want a guy to like pin me against the wall. Just me. pardon my French.
La Française.
Kinkiest, wildest things I've done so far, just sucking myself out.
Oh my god.
That's a kinky, awesome. Wild thing.
That is awesome. me? Ultimate sexual fantasies? I don't know. Like I said,
gay sex.
I don't know. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. It just, things happen like they happen, I guess. Something that just occurs, I guess. Kinkiest, wildest thing you've done so far. Honestly, anal is about the kinkiest thing I've ever done. And yeah, so that's not that bad. I did record a video of me using my dildo one time. Sent it to some random people.
Well, I've taken videos of fingering myself and pawing. I mean, that's nothing. Noob.
I know. I don't have anything interesting.
I'm joking. Victoria! I'm going to have to go through censoring this thing, really.
Yeah,
okay. Whatever the big thing is.
Okay. Scurry.
We haven't given any last names, so it's okay. No one can care.
I feel like such a fail.
Kinkiest thing I've done. I've done a lot of weird things. So let me think which one's the weirdest one.
Spill?
Spill it.
Spill it?
Spill it?
Spill it. Not skill it, spill it.
Oh, which one do I pick first? The fantasy or the...
Oh, dude, the fantasy was first. So yeah.
I have a lot of them, actually, but...
Just go with the ultimate one, the big one.
Orgasm denial.
I want to come, but I can't.
Having it done to you or doing it to somebody else?
Well, since I'm being selfish at that time, it's towards me.
Okay.
Here. As far as cake. Does that include tying somebody down to the bed?
Yep.
Bondage. And keeping them until they almost orgasm?
Ooh. I'd almost let you do that if... That you're a girl.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. Alright, what's the next question?
Okay, next question. Okay, what is one thing you want to accomplish before you get too old? That's a hard question. I know that's gotta happen before I get too old. I'm getting with my boys in 4 years. I don't know how long. We'll probably give time before we actually do anything once we get together, you know, just make sure we work out in real life, you know. I want to see another man so bad. That person, I just want to give him the best. Okay, before I get too old, get with my mate. Of course, that's going to be in 4 years, so that's before I get too old. I can't really think of anything major. I mean, get a well-paying job, definitely.
I'm going to travel the world before I get too old. I gotta get out and travel. I want to go see places. And hopefully my job will allow me to do that. In fact, because I am a forestry major, because I do a lot of things with forests and wildlife, I will be traveling quite a lot, and so that'll help.
My best friend.
You're gonna do your best friend before you get too old?
Yes. Definitely. Let me think of something. Actually, despite what you think, I actually love to travel. I love nature and going out and seeing the world.
Then why do you always stay shut up and don't go to Burger King with us?
Because I'm tired of going to Burger King.
It really is kind of boring.
I was joking anyway.
It's a tradition, though.
It's a tradition. They're such the gentlemen.
They know us.
They're such a gentleman and woman. They walk me back to my room every night.
And you know what's really cool is we go to Burger King so much that the woman at the counter knows my order by heart.
I'm irregular with my orders though, so they can't memorize.
Yeah, they know mine because I order the same thing almost always.
I'm a spy. I can't let them catch on to my habits.
Anyway.
So I have to switch it up.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
What were we talking about? Oh crap, I feel horrible. Okay.
Thing you want to accomplish before you get too old.
I wanted to travel to the world.
Okay.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Up my ass.
I was about to say that. No, really, I was.
No.
As in up yours.
No, it's in his pants. Remember? Found it.
Oh yeah, found. No, that was Where's Waldo?
Giggling.
Okay, what is your biggest dream? I just know when I have a happy life with my boyfriend.
Yeah,
my
biggest dream is to be successful in life, whether it be financially or, you know, I guess logically and in my relationships with people. I want to be successful.
Yeah,
I just want to be a good guy. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, like, mine's nothing special. It's not like I want to become rich and famous or anything. No,
I don't want to be rich and famous.
I don't. I want to have enough money to have what I need and, you know, stuff I want. You know, I'm not going to go, like, outrageous and have, like, 15 cars, you know, nothing like that. Just, you know, a decent vehicle, a nice house, and if we're going to all be living together like that, we should easily be able to handle that. You know, just... Have stuff to do my arts, which I greatly enjoy. Have stuff to do my music, you know. I don't need to be rich to do that. So I don't want to necessarily be rich. You know?
So yeah. Things. What was it?
That was the
biggest dream. What's your biggest dream?
My biggest dream is already came true.
Uh oh.
To see his cock?
No.
To have someone have sex with you in your sleep?
No.
Then what is it?
To feel somewhere where I've already... I know this is kind of funny, but somewhere where I belong. I've been raised my whole life and pretty much felt like an outcast. And
I
now that I
mean.
Actually feel like I have a family, it's just... My goal for looking is no longer there.
Unsafe.
I mean, I guess my second one would be trying to find a mate, but... Yeah.
Like, I've told y'all this before, and it's really cheesy, but I feel like y'all are my family here. Like, y'all kind of
took me in,
and I really appreciate, I really appreciate
there's
that.
There's hubbling going on right now.
Y'all, like,
teary-eyed.
Like in high school, I didn't really have people like that. So it's that. Like, I never had people I could really talk to about anything, and I can talk to y'all about anything. I can be open with y'all. It's really nice.
Oh, and I guess another big one would be with getting one of my best friends to feel more emotion.
Yeah, that would be me.
It just makes me feel so happy that he's actually able to feel a little more than what he used to be.
My past wasn't too great. One of my big goals is show all the people who doubted me that I'm not, you know, unsuccessful. I can be successful, and I will be successful.
We have the technology. We will prevail.
Yes. So that's one of those things. And because of some really rough stuff in my past, my emotional balance is off, and so I'm really logical, but my ability to sense and create emotion is kind of off, almost non-existent to a point sometimes. But Scurry here helps me out with that. She balances me out, and so that helps me, and I offer some logical advice on occasion.
Yeah.
And now I have a ringing in my left ear. Okay.
It's just,
I don't know why.
Next question.
Okay, next question. We spent a long time on that one. Okay. If you could be anyone from history, dead or alive, for 1 week, who would you be? And why? And what would you do in that week?
I have the perfect answer to this.
Shoot.
Steve Irwin.
He was a cool guy?
Really, really cool job. Awesome conservationist. Did a lot.
Seriously,
the crocodile hunter. How much more of a conservationist can you get? I guess I could be Jeff Corwin since he's still, you know, alive. And he's a herpetologist, which is kind of cool. I want to be a herpetologist one day.
I don't have the answer for this question. Who would I want? I like being me. There's not anyone from history I'd really care to trade places with. I've got my own life to live, and I'm happy with it. It's getting better.
I
you gotta be somebody.
I'm not saying I've liked everything in my life, but I mean, I've got what I have. And
yeah, you gotta be somebody. You can't be nobody.
Hey!
am I from history? Am I from history?
No, you're right now. In the present. Mm-hmm.
But I'm from the past, too.
Yeah, I'm from the future, okay. So.
Hugh Hefner's daughter.
Hugh Hefner's daughter? Why?
Does he have a daughter?
I don't know.
I don't know, he's very famous, I'm pretty sure he has one somewhere.
That's bad. Okay, next.
Okay. If a green and blue spotted purple tap dancing hippo came into your room right now, what would you do? I would flip out. I'd be like, what the
fuck
is going
on? Actually, you wouldn't know because you were in my room.
That's true.
If in your room.
Okay, my roommate might freak out.
If he's there.
If he's there. I wouldn't know. If I were there, I'd freak out. I'd be like, what in the world is going on?
Me? I would check.
Check to make sure I'm awake.
I would
check to make sure I'm awake.
I think I would draw some blood and, like, do some tox tests on it just to make sure I'm not, like, don't would slip me, like, LSD or something. I'm not, you know, John Lennon.
So, you? Once again, you wouldn't know because you're in here. But if you were there, what would happen? What would you do?
I'd get Nathan. I'm like, Nathan, come get your pet out the room.
I'm his pet. I'm not a purple tap dancing elephant.
I mean you. Hippo. I just meant his.
Why did I say elephant? Yeah. Go on.
I'd get Nathan.
I see.
That way if something was new to be discovered, I wouldn't be the only one. I could share my knowledge.
Okay.
Something new.
Celebrity.
I'd be scared.
Oh my gosh, this one I can't answer.
Okay. Who? Why can't you answer it?
Oh my god.
Okay, answer my question about not answering it after I ask the question. Who's your biggest celebrity crush? What would you do if they walked up to you and asked to be with you for one night and gave you the key to their hotel room?
Oh my god, can
I don't have a celebrity crush. I don't keep up with celebrities. I don't
Me
care.
Neither. I don't give a shit. I honestly don't.
Can I tell you who
yeah.
mine was?
Yeah, because you go
is.
Too.
Okay. The
no,
dude
I don't
from
know.
Smallville, Tom, I'm like, oh my god.
The guy who's,
Superman.
Superman, yeah, from Smallville.
He could tear my ass up any day.
I thought you weren't into anal.
I don't care. If he's into it, I'll suck it up.
Of course you would suck it.
Definitely.
Okay.
What is the one thing you love most about yourself? I don't know. I'd feel conceited for answering that in any way. My humbleness! Behold!
My amazing humbleness?
My amazing humbleness.
You got that from me earlier.
Yes, I did.
Stole that.
Yes, I
should have kept that in my mouth.
One thing I love about myself. I do love my emotions, but they do tend to override a lot, which is a pain in the ass. Yeah, I'd have to go for my emotions, though. I mean, it helps me bond with people and gives me...
I think I like my brain. Despite the fact that I don't really like to brag, I'm a pretty smart guy. I know a lot. And I often feel like I'm some sort of encyclopedia, but, you know, if that helps, no.
Spell encyclopedia.
E-N-C-Y.
No, I've got a better one.
I can't spell.
Spell hippopotamontrosis crepidophobia. By the way, for those of you who do not know, that is the fear of long words.
And if you have that, oh well, screw you.
You must be writhing. You must be writhing in pain right now.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh yeah, keep going. Okay. Anyway. Off of the moaning.
Okay.
Thing I love most about myself that that's a hard question. There's just not a lot of stuff that I could really brag about. I mean,
your body.
I don't have that.
No,
have
your
that
body. You yeah.
I've got a hole in my chest.
He's a really nice guy. I like that about him. Really, really. I
try to be friendly. I mean,
I love how you're.
It's, I guess it's the southern, the southern thing. I mean, it's like, you know, the whatever it is, the southern hospitality. Yeah, that. But I like the fact that he's a nice guy.
I love that he's a second
cute.
Floor.
Okay. Get.
Okay. Now. Okay, who has the biggest influence in your life so far, and why have they been so influential? When I was younger, it was my dad, but he's homophobic, so I don't really take him as much of an influence anymore. Right now, I guess I don't have that big of an influence. Sorry, I was talking too quietly, and I don't know if y'all be able to hear that or not. But yeah, right now I don't really have much of an influence that I really realize. I mean, y'all probably influence me, but I don't know if y'all are a big influence or not.
I'd like to think my influence would be probably actually my brother and my dad. My brother, despite all of our arguments, I think we're really good brothers. And my dad, you know, he's helped me through a lot. A lot of my problems have been really, really, really tough, and he's helped me out a lot. He's taught me a lot of things. Everything I know about cars, everything I know about anything, building anything, he's taught me. Anything I know about just basically real life in general, I've had to learn myself most of the time, but he's taught me a lot too. So I think that's probably my biggest influence. How about you, Scary?
God, everything I say is directed towards you.
Yes, it is. You're a freak.
I'm sorry, but I mean...
I don't mind.
Before I left college, I was pretty much a sheltered child. I wasn't really much... I wasn't really allowed to think about things from my own perspective. I was always told how to think, how to feel, and... After I've gotten to college, Nathan pretty much explained everything that I should have already learned. And yes, it was a big shock having to learn that everything was not correct. There's just a lot that he's taught me. can't really go into details because that would make a long story. But he's been the most influential.